I don't know of any.
Okay. Did you ever hear one that struck you as kind of nasty?
Well, I never heard the word from parent, you know, from but from pure people. I learned the word bastard,
yeah,
which referred to a child that was born out of wedlock.
Yeah. Okay. All right. A child whose parents have died, he's an
orphan.
Yeah. What about the adult who's appointed to look after him?
What is that we're going to warn?
He's the legal
guardian.
Okay. What about this phrase? If somebody says that they know somebody who looks a lot like you, maybe even he has the same last name, you might say, well, that might be so, but actually I know.
Relations, too.
A person who comes into town nobody's ever seen before, you'd say he's a what?
A stranger.
What about a man from another country?
Foreigner.
Yeah. Would you conceivably call someone a foreigner, although he's not from another country?
No.
Okay, some first names for people. These are just for pronunciation.
Mm-hmm.
Woman's name that begins with the letter M, name of Mother Jesus was
Mary.
Yeah. And Washington's wife was
Martha.
Okay. What about a girl's name that begins with an N?
Nancy.
All right, the one I'm looking for. Have you ever heard the song Wait Till the Sun Shines? Something? Doesn't ring a bell. Okay. Any double L Y, that would be.
Yeah. Nelly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Uh-huh. And a boy's name that begins with a B.
Bob.
Bob, all right. Or some people refer to a male goat as a what goat?
Billy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. A man's name that begins with an M in the Bible, the four Gospels, Mark, Luke, John, and what?
M?
Yeah. Matt would be short for
it. Oh, Matthew.
Okay. And a woman's name that begins with S in the Bible, the wife of Abraham.
Sarah.
Yeah. Okay. What would you call a woman who teaches school?
Teacher.
Have you ever heard any old-fashioned?
School mom.
Yeah. Okay. Would you ever use that?
No.
Do you ever hear people use it?
No. I never heard anyone use it, only through television.
Okay. What about, do you remember the name of the American author who wrote the Leather Stocking Tales in the 1800s? The name is James Fenimore something. Okay. How would you say C-O-O-P-E-R?
Cooper.
Yeah. And a married woman who had that last name, you'd say there goes?
Mrs. Cooper.
All right. Do you know a term for, say, talking about a carpenter who learned it, the trade himself? He's the type of person that you might trust to build a chicken coop, mm-hmm, but you wouldn't trust to build your house for you. Mm-hmm. That kind of person. What would you call him, or have you heard him called anything kind of distinctive?
No.
You familiar with the term jackleg? A jackleg carpenter?
No, I'm familiar with the term jackleg preacher.
Oh. What would a jackleg preacher be like?
Well, someone that has no formal theological training. Mm-hmm. Someone that says that he has been called to preach by God.
Mm-hmm. Does that necessarily mean he's not very good?
No, it doesn't.
So you use use jackleg on with preacher?
And mechanic, shade tree mechanics, jackleg mechanics.
Okay. All right. If I had, if my father's brother was named William, I would call him
my uncle.
Whole thing.
Uncle William.
Sure. Okay, it's just pronunciation. And one named John would be?
Uncle John.
Okay. Robert E. Lee, his rank, you would call him not Mr. Lee, but